I live a football life. Yes, was I? Did I always know I was going to play in the NFL? No, it's something you know that I work for. You know, day in and day out, continuously. It's still just you know football season to me. So it hasn't really changed for me since the day I, you know, put pads on.
His hair's on fire all the time. When he was little, the most challenging part of the day was getting him to bed. And I've told this story before, it's a true story. I mean, when he got old enough that, you know, Dan, it's time to go to bed, so you have to catch him. He would run around the house and you couldn't catch him. So I couldn't catch him, so we said, okay, I'll race you to bed, because his competitive part was going to come in. So he said, all right, I'll race you to bed. One time he ran, took off in the hallway, overshot the bed, and put his head through the headboard. Just to win. And, you know, he sat on his bed and his eyes were spinning in his head and probably had a little bit of a concussion, but I mean, that's the kind of guy he is.
Growing up in our family, it's definitely a competitive atmosphere. You know, I was always competing with my older brother, my dad.
I knew he was very athletic. I mean, you could see, even though he was small, he could just, Danny had an ability just to look at something happen and he could go duplicate it physically.
You know, we didn't have video games or didn't have anything really to do inside besides eat and sleep, and that's pretty much it. So we were all outside, you know, one way or another. My senior year, we beat the brakes off y'all.
Well, I went to Scituate High School, went to Northeastern University, and after I graduated in 78, moved to Texas to coach football. Yeah, I think football's in their blood. And, you know, they lived it. They watched it. It was part of what I did, and I brought the boys into Matt and Danny into that world, because you know they would come to games, they would come to practice, they would be ball boys at the games.
Growing up around the school, around the building, around the locker room was a lot of fun.
It's what they wanted to do. I think it was pretty much in their blood from the start.
I've loved the game since the minute I saw it. I've always wanted to play, you know, at the highest level and be the best that I could, and that's really where I get it from.
For, I don't know, 8 years I coached against
them. I remember one specific time we were playing my dad's school. It was a close game. We always kind of played each other close. He's out here on the numbers yelling the play that we're about to run. Sure enough, I knew what we were running, and so did he. He just trying to get the message to his defense. We were going to run on offense, and I just felt like that was unfair.
It was fun. It was interesting. You know, our side bets were who was going to cook dinner that night or whatever.
It was a lot of fun. We ended up winning two out of the 3 years that I played against him, and he gave me a lot of bragging rights around the house and stuff like that.
It kind of puts things in perspective that it is a game, and you do want to win, and you are competitive, but when it's all over, it's all over. And you wish him good luck before the game, you kiss him after the game, and then you move on.
You know, we drive out to Maine from Texas or drive to Boston, you know, four people in a Crown Victoria, and getting to know the area out there with my family, you know, when I was a young kid was a lot of fun. You know, we go to the beach, hang out, play bocce ball, play wiffle ball, watch the Red Sox games.
I mean, it's kind of surreal that he's playing for the Patriots. I can remember watching Gino Capoletti and Babe Parilli and Jim Nance, and way back when my dad took me to watch the Patriots at Fenway Park play against the Bills, and you know, that was when I was a Boston Patriots, of course, but I've been a Patriots fan all my life.
Well, my cousin actually has had a Patriots tattoo on his chest for like 5 years, so you can imagine how stoked he was.
Being a Patriot and playing up in New England in front of family and friends and being, you know, putting on that jersey and running out, that's going to be really an emotional time. I'm kind of looking forward to it.